Snap Studios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. From Snap Judgments, orbiting quarantine studios, welcome to Snap Letters from Lockdown, the Mother's Day edition. Now, Team Snap has been talking with people from all over the world who've experienced lockdown before, and lately, we've been talking to mothers. And these mamas, they've been in all sorts of situations. And first up, we're going to go to Liberia with the mother caught in the middle of the Ebola crisis. What you may not know about the outbreak was that there is one neighborhood, notoriously the poorest neighborhood in Liberia's capital city of Monrovia, that was completely locked down during the crisis. Bindu is a mother of three, and she's lived in this neighborhood her entire life.
Yeah, by the way of introduction, Miss Bindu Kanu-Pachibo.
So she's saying, yes, by way of introduction, I'm Miss Bindu Kanu-Pachibo, residing in the township of West Point.
I live beyond the market building. There where I live, there where I was born. And now that the place I stay here right now. Yeah, I sell on the market.
I sell in the market. I sell dry goods. And during Ebola time, we were quarantined.
It caused chaos in the community during the quarantine time. And the community was like so scary during the Ebola time. Because the virus,
once it touched one person, it damaged the whole family.
So I was afraid of the sickness.
I was home with my family.
I didn't go anywhere. I was home during the quarantine. Concrete.
A concrete house.
Yeah, I got two windows, no glass, iron bar. Yeah, my room is very hot. You know, yeah, it's Africa now.
I got a well in my yard where we can take water to bathe.
Yeah, I got my gallon and my bucket right now to my door sitting.
Before you enter the yard, we tell you to please wash your hands.
For my room.
For my one room, I got five because I just gave birth.
So five now. I, my husband, and my three children. So that's how we're living. My children were giving me
a hard time in the Ebola time. And the same again in this sickness.
So in every situation, you have to see a smile there.
You have to see a smile.
Like
a family sit together and you share fun.
You share fun with your children or your husband, or you just bring us some funny talk, or then everybody come and you know, laugh about it.
It's just to get the stress out.
Like you say something like it's laughable now. Okay. Yeah, people, and you see you laughing right away. You start laughing. Yeah, my advice to them, fear will not help us. This sickness never came to stay, I know.
This sickness never came to stay.
You just bring us some funny talk.
Some funny talk and everybody laugh about it.
Laugh about it. No, I'm good at singing. I sing, everybody can laugh. I got good voice. Go to where pointed. Italy have to do a boy day. He woke me up this morning and sent me on my way. Italy have to do a boy day. Okay.
Thank you, Bindu. Snappers, remember, always keep singing. Now, let's hear from Edith Espinal, a mother of three sheltering in place in Ohio. But Edith didn't just begin her lockdown. It's been more than 900 days since Edith stepped foot outside the church she is currently hiding in.
Hello, my name is Edith Espinal. I'm from Michoacán, Mexico. I'm living in Columbus, Ohio more than 20 years. I'm living in Columbus Mennonite Church. I haven't left the church for more than 900 days. I entered after my deportation order. I can't leave the church because I'm afraid to be deported. It's difficult to live without my family, without my kids. Before I came to Sanctuary, my kids always wake me up with las mañanitas, and they give it to me one hug for Happy Mother's Day and my husband. I miss my kids' birthdays, and last summer I missed my daughter's graduation. In 2018, my son has a car accident, and he need to go to the emergency room, and I can be with him to tell him everything is gonna be right, everything is gonna be okay. I always pray to God because sometimes I have very difficult days. My room is dark. I stay in my bed for all day. I don't want to see anybody. I don't want to wake up. Only I have my puppy with me, and she's with me every day. Her name is Bella. She always comes to me and by my hands or bring me to me one ball for she wants me to wake up. My advice to people is to value your family. And now you can have time with your parents, and you can have time with your children. Inside, you can do so many things together. I know it's very important working and the kids go to the school, but now is the time to think in our families. Something bad need to happen for you can see what do you have. I wish one day I can go back to my home here with my family in Columbus.
Edith, we wish you a very, very happy Mother's Day. Well, coming up next, we've got some advice for the parents. From a mom living in a city where crossing the wrong street or hanging out with the wrong crowd can put you in the crosshairs. Dr. Amina Matthews, she works to stop gang violence in Chicago. And Dr. Matthews is a mother.
Just really quick, let me tell you what we're dealing with here in Chicago. We've been shut down as African Americans in our own communities. Growing up, they would tell us, don't go across here, don't go across 79th Street. They're not getting along across the street. This is just a different type of shutdown.
Peace, everyone. My name is Dr. Amina Matthews. I was born and raised in the city of Chicago. A memory that I have of being not an overprotective mom, but just my young teenager needs a teachable moment.
When my oldest son had to be about 13 going on 14, I knew the guys that were on the street was sizing him up to try to get him to be a part of the gang.
They were trying to befriend him, buying him ice cream and gym shoes. They were Jordans, of course. 2 days later, I went through his pockets and it was some money that I didn't give him. it was not okay with me. I knew what it was about. That's the way gang life begins.
The very next day, he came home late from school.
I looked at him and I said, son, I love you. Who in the fuck gave you those shoes? Where did you get that money from? I'm not tolerating that type of life. And I think right now is not the time that you should be out in the street. Hear what I am saying. This is life and death.
My children were raised like I was very honest with them. If you do this, this is what's going to happen.
So my best advice to give parents in a time of the shutdown is to get some fucking balls. Make their ass stay at home. This shit is real. It is killing people. That's really what I really, 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 really want to say. Because this is real. It's no joke. It's no joke.
Thank you so much. Dr. Amina Matthews, big love to you. Big love to you and everybody out in Chi-Town. We appreciate it. Letters from Lockdown is produced by Naomi Zevoloff, Shayna Sheely, Liz Mack, Anna Sussman, John Facile, and Anna Adlerstein.